We're now welcome on the call, the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Rick Santos. Good morning, Rick.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning. Bye week for you guys. And we talked about last Monday that maybe it fell at a good time. How did you make use of it? And were you able to get some guys healed up and that type of thing?
Yeah, I think it did come at a good time for us. Found a way to be productive, but ultimately I think the goal of the week was to get back healthy, get a couple extra lifts in and try to get our bodies, you know, right and ready to go for this, the home stretch that we got going on here. So practiced on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then practiced again yesterday. So we gave them about 3 days off, added an extra lift, had some pliability work, a couple yoga sessions in there to make sure that the guys are getting their bodies where they needed to be. So I think overall it was productive. We utilized the extra few days of some extra meeting time as well to try to get a jump start on the spider. So I like how our guys were focused coming into that week, and you know, we're not overlooking anybody. So I think they're ready to go.
And what is always a very competitive race, you guys sit on top 5-0, 8 weeks in the league, 6-2 overall. What has been the key in your mind to that success?
I think complementary football. We've been efficient in all three phases. You look at kind of, you know, we've been controlling the clock on offense, establishing the ground game. You know, not super prolific numbers, but I think we're running the ball efficiently. We've been good on third down, so we're able to kind of extend some drives, which has been great. And then ultimately, when we get down to the red zone, you know, we've been able to punch some balls in there and score some touchdowns, which has been good for us. And then defensively, I think they've done a good job on third down, getting off the field. We've been tackling well of late the last month, finding ways the last couple games to create some turnovers. That's one thing we got to work on is overall turnover margin. And then on special teams, I think the guys are buying and doing some stuff. And Sean Mahane in particular, our punters, doing a great job kind of flipping the field. You know, the last three or four games, I think that's been a huge reason we've been able to be successful is just that the field possession battle has kind of been in our favor.
Let's look a little deeper at your offense. Talk a little bit about Max's growth as the year has gone along with his just being his second full-time or year as a full-time starter, especially with the fact that you guys freshmen have really in the receiver position have been some of his key guys. Maybe just talk about that wide receiver group and the chemistry he's been able to build with them.
Yeah, I think he's getting better every single week. He's always been somebody who's been a student of the game. He sees the field, you know, really well. I think now his body is catching back up to that. He's fully healthy. His knee feels 100%. So he's starting to utilize some stuff with his legs a little bit more as well in terms of extending plays and, you know, in particular on third down, scrambling for some stuff. He's run for a couple touchdowns. So I think that part of his game has evolved for sure. And then he loves the preparation aspect of it. So I think him working extremely hard in practice to get on the same page with our receiving core has been a huge reason why it's shown up in real time and in game situations. So, you know, for him, it's just being the leader on offense, challenging those guys to do a little bit extra and make sure that they're on the same page in practice. And then you got to give credit to Coach Barnett and that receiving core. I think we're kind of receiving core by committee right now, and it's a selfless group. They truly root for the other guys when they're in there, and who's ever called upon based on the matchups that we think are going to be in our favor that week. Obviously, those guys are going to be in there, and I think everybody's kind of producing in their own manner, which is tremendous. So, you know, guys like Brian Espinette, we've talked about on this call in weeks past, have done a phenomenal job being a leader in there. And, you know, some of the young guys stepping up, being Joey Corcoran and DJ Lincoln, Caleb Burke, another one that's got in there the last few weeks that we got to get going as it goes along. And I think Sean Coyne's another one of those senior leaders that's made a lot of plays for us in the past, you know, that might be seeing a little bit less time because the freshmen are, you know, we fast track them a little bit. So I really like where the group's at overall. Collectively, they're working together and finding ways to make plays.
Got a question this morning from Alan Lessels. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Alan.
How you doing? Just wondering, you touched on a minute on turnovers for a second. I think your numbers have gotten a little better the last couple of weeks, and now you're going against a team that leads the league in turnovers and has created quite a few. How do you focus on that, or what more do you do this week maybe to address that?
Yeah, I think that was a big thing we did in the bye week too, is the practices that we had. We went back to some fundamental football. We went back some turnover circuits, some tackling circuits, you know, transferable skills, as we call it, you know, where the whole team's doing offense and defensive skills, just to make sure that we make a huge emphasis of it. So practice it a little bit more for sure. Make a huge emphasis going into the week. And we talked about it in the team meeting on Sunday about some of the strengths and some of the things that Richmond poses and that we got to take advantage of. So I think it's practicing it, it's harping on it. And it's important every single week, but I think more so now than ever, because they're extremely well coached and they do a great job, you know, not only getting the ball out, but I think their quarterback Udinski is as good as there is in the country. He's protecting the football, is extremely accurate. He's tremendous. So, you know, we got our hands full for sure.
Thanks.
Next question from Justin McIsaac. Good morning, Justin. Yeah, I mean,
yeah, sorry about that. Good morning, morning, Coach. Have you guys reached the part of the season where you're starting to say, talk about playoffs, or is that a dirty word around Durham? And are you waiting to see what happens in these last three games before you start mentioning that to the players, or how does that work with you guys?
I mean, I'm sure the guys are throwing it out there and they're kind of talking about it, but for us, that's our job as coaches, to try to take it, to stay in the moment, to go one week at a time. We can't worry about winning championships or going to the playoffs. We have to worry about putting together our best game of the year and find a way to get a win in a very tough environment on homecoming against Richmond. So for us, it's staying in the moment. It's staying focused on what we got to do. I talked to the guys extensively this past week, just about kind of our process and our preparation that led us to this point, that allowed us to be successful. We can't deviate from that. It's always been about the next team. It's always been, what can we do to prepare? And ultimately for us, you know, it doesn't really matter who we play. It's about being the best, you know, New Hampshire football team that we can possibly be each and every week, having a growth mindset. If we're better tomorrow than we were today, that's ultimately what we need to do. So, sure. It's human nature to think about those things. Obviously that's the standard of this program. When you do it for 14 straight years, I think everybody has that expectation level. But ultimately we've fallen off, you know, the last handful of years. So for us, we got to just take advantage of the spot we're in right now, stay focused and continue to put good ball on tape.
And the flip side of that coin, does it help that, you know, it seems like the team's maybe a little overlooked nationally, you know, computers are always saying, you know, you're just going to lose by two scores. You know, folks saying, no, the resume is not as good as other teams in the CAA. Does that help keep the guys motivated, or are they not paying attention to that either?
I'm sure it does a little bit. You know, I mean, anytime, you know, people doubt you, that's something you're going to play with a little extra chip on your shoulder. But again, I mean, this conference is good top to bottom. It doesn't, you throw the records out of it. You look at all the parity each and every week, you know, some of the teams that are, you know, scoring 45 points and losing. I mean, that's consistent in this conference. There's dynamic offenses, defenses all over the board from top to bottom. So there isn't an easy win in this conference. I don't care what the records are. So we understand that, you know, we've worked extremely hard to earn all those wins leading up to this point.
Thanks. Rick, let's switch to the defense. We've talked often on the call about the type of years that Josiah and Dylan have had at the two ends, among the nation's leader in sacks. Has that unit led you? And then how about on the back half, some of the guys that obviously you're going to come up, you know, going to be in a tough situation this week against Richmond's passing attack, and some of the guys that have stood out for you on that part of the field?
I think so. I think it's always going to start up front for us to try to work as hard as we can to control the line of scrimmage. I think when you have a defensive line like that, in particular the two bookend guys, that, you know, it takes some pressure off the back end guys. They don't have to cover as long, you know, in theory, if we're doing our job. But I also think the guys, you know, Coach DeAndre and has done such a phenomenal job coming back here. Coach Bose, our safeties coach, getting those guys on the same page. So, you know, Randall Harris is someone in particular, you know, one of our junior corners that has done a great job stepping up. I think Noah Stansberry is somebody who transitioned from safety a year ago to playing corner right now, was a little apprehensive with that move. I think he's really buying into the coaching and doing a phenomenal job there. You know, Max Oxendine was hurt a little bit at the back half of last year, finally got healthy as camp went along. And, you know, he's been rolling from the free safety position. And, you know, one of our local homegrown talents, Joey Eichmann, has done a great job coming back the last 3 weeks, having three straight weeks with an interception. So I think it's complimentary football on that side of the ball as well. You know, obviously getting some pressure on the opposing team quarterback is a goal of ours every week. And if not, you know, those guys have the ability to kind of make up for some things as well.
You touched earlier on Richmond's offense with Reese and the numbers that they're putting up, but their defense in the last, especially in the last 4 or 5 weeks, has really been much improved. What have you seen from that side, and why have they gotten better?
I just think they're extremely well coached. I think Coach Huseman has done it for a high level for a long time. He's as good as you're going to find at this level. They're disciplined. They run to the football. They tackle extremely well. You know, you would have said they lost a couple all-conference defensive tackles last year that transferred to the Division I level, and they just plugged and play a couple guys in there that seem like they're equally as productive. I think the two defensive ends are dynamic. You look at what those guys have done in terms of Jeremiah Grant and Marlon Lewis. You know, they're stout in the run game, but they can, when you get the obvious passing situations in third down, I think they're third in the conference in sacks as well. So they're just great. And then, you know, in the back end, they do a really good job with their corners and their safeties of mixing up and disguising coverages. You know, they're going to base in a quarters defense, but they have the ability to cloud it, to spin to one high, to make it look like it's four press, but it's really cover one, all these different things. I think we have to do such a great job, our offensive players this week in film study, because they're so well coached, they're so disciplined. So, yeah, I mean, they're as balanced of a team as you're going to find at this level. It's going to be an incredible opportunity for us to go down there and try to find a way to get a win.
All right, Rick, thanks so much for the time this morning. Safe travels to Richmond, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you. Appreciate it, Rob.
Thank you.